Next patient is Domer Nancy. That's Domer, D-O-E-M-E-R, Domer. D as in David, D-O-E-M-E-R. Domer Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y. Date of birth is 7/19/55. Date of visit is 2/1/23. Please make copy for Amy Zilkowski, Zilkosky. Next, next paragraph. Dear Amy, thank you for sending Nancy Domer for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COPD. Next, history of present illness. This is a 67-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking. 0.5 to 1 pack per day for 50 years. Has experienced shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. And and has had some weakness. Period. The patient was sent for a chest CT on 11/8/22, and it showed hyperinflation consistent with emphysema and an area of bronchiectasis with mucus plugging in the lingular segment of the left lung. There's also atherosclerosis of the coronary arteries. The patient has shortness of breath with exertion, but has no chest pains, no hemoptysis, no fevers or chills. The next paragraph, past history includes history of hypertension, history of tubal ligation, and history of resection of an ovary. In 1972, she had uterine ablation done in 2004, and has hypertension. Next, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits, patients smoke 0.5 to 1 pack per day for over 50 years. And drinks beer regularly. Did work as an office manager. Next, family history, father died of heart disease in old age. Mother died of natural causes. Next, system review. The patient has shortness of breath and cough. She has abdominal pains and nausea. She has joint pains, muscle aches. She has no headaches, seizures, blackouts. She has dizzy attacks. Denies urinary frequency burning. And denies recent weight loss or fatigue. Next, medalist. Valsartan 80 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This is a averagely built middle-aged white female who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. Her blood pressure is 140/80, pulse is 110, respiration 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 110, saturation 98. HE and ear non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, ears non-inflamed, and throat is mildly injected. Next, supplemental is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. with the visas for laterally prolonged expirations. Are the absence regular, absence irregular as on an S2 with no movement or S3. Abdomen soft, protuberant, no mass, no organ, or megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosity, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor lesion. Cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesion. Next paragraph, breast number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is bronchiectasis with mucus plugging. And number 3 is hypertension. Next paragraph, plan patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. She was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Also advised to get a follow-up chest CT in 4 months. She will use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And once her PFTs are available, we will decide on adding a long-acting bronchodilator. And a follow-up will be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy Zilkowski, PA, Zilkowski. Yeah, thank you. Can you ask, add in the final diagnosis, nicotine dependence? And also add in the past history, the patient had a skin cancer removed from the upper chest, which was a basal cell cancer. Thank you, Dr. Susan.